Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show, where we take the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Hope you had a great weekend. Now, the question at hand today, ladies and gentlemen, is Iowa versus Nebraska, is it a legit rivalry? Is it a true rivalry? Also, is that the team we should be playing each and every year on Black Friday? Now, geographically, Iowa, Nebraska makes a lot of sense to be a rivalry. I see fans tweeting stuff about Nebraska fans towards Iowa fans in the offseason, Iowa fans towards Nebraska fans. So there is something there. There's something legit about a rivalry that is growing. Now, we didn't play each other all that often. Now, we have more wins against Iowa overall throughout history than any other school in the Big Ten. Coincidentally, we have more losses against Minnesota than any other school in the Big Ten. Random piece of information right there. But there are little buds of a rivalry, all right? So it's been growing. You got to start somewhere. And we're many, many years into playing each other now, and they've got the edge over us, all right? And every offseason, it feels like Iowa takes a shot at Nebraska at some point in time with the recent draft and us not having players drafted and Iowa having four players drafted and two players in the first round. Of course, they took a shot at us. They were still a just slightly above average team with all those draft picks. Now, there's my high road response. Haha. Now, here's the thing. I think part of this rivalry is a little bit manufactured. So it's like we're supposed to be rivals. It's almost like it was a little bit forced. Like, hey, Iowa, Nebraska, you're going to be rivals, all right? This is just how it's going to be. And that's kind of what the Big Ten almost tried to dictate. I know a lot of people who live in Utah, live in Colorado, all right? And they're supposed to be rivals in the Pac-12. Geographically, it makes a lot of sense, yada, yada, yada. There's not a whole lot of an actual rivalry there. I think there's a little bud of a rivalry with us and Iowa, but I'm just going to be honest with you. And I think it could be a good rivalry over time. You know, we're playing for, you know, potential Big Ten championships games, national championship games, getting to the college football playoff. Iowa's being slightly above average, and they knock us off, and that could make us interesting as we go down the line over the years, as the years go along. I'm having fun with this today. Anyways. The team I would actually like to play on Black Friday, I'll be honest with it. I got all the respect in the world for the Iowa football program. All right, I really do. They're physical, they're hard-nosed, they're defensive-minded, they're a very good, slightly above-average football program. But the team I would actually like to play on Black Fridays each and every year is Wisconsin. Now, before we can get to Wisconsin, we got to get to the point to where we beat Iowa, and we're beating them way more often than they beat us, and it's not even really considered a rivalry. And then it's like, well, a lot of times it's Nebraska and Wisconsin coming down to that Big Ten West Championship. A lot of times it's one of those two teams getting into the Big Ten Championship game. So why don't we just have them play each other each and every year on Black Friday? Obviously, it's going to take some time to get to that point. If we do indeed get to that point, it'd be great. And I think we can get to that point. But we're going to have to be in the Big Ten title conversation a lot more, which I think we absolutely can and will do. We got to beat Wisconsin. We got to start beating them, like I said, way more often than they beat us. If we get to the point, and here's the other thing about Wisconsin. They're a lot like Nebraska. Barry Alvarez, former Nebraska player, took Nebraska's philosophy to Wisconsin. I mean, Wisconsin was, they were not good when he got there. Within that first year that he got there, they had over 50 players leave the program because of what he was doing. It was hard-nosed, physical, walk-on, weight room. Sound familiar to anybody? That's how he built up Wisconsin. They do everything we do except run the option, all right? And so to me, they look a lot like us. My kids get confused watching the game. I'm like, look at the W versus the N, but my kids are little. They look a lot like us, right? There's a lot of natural-born potential rivalry there between Nebraska and Wisconsin, especially, I mean, you look at our old rivals, Oklahoma, every year, Big A championship on the line. It needs to be something natural about it. Nebraska fans have a natural dislike for Wisconsin, just like we did Texas, just like Colorado did for us. We haven't had really a true rivalry, in my opinion, where both sides equally disliked each other. And actually, let me take that back. It was out of respect since Oklahoma because there were so many championships on the line. I feel like it could be that way with Wisconsin, but obviously we got to grow and we got to build. And I think we're well on the way to doing that. Have a great week, Husker Nation. Go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bones. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.